7:47 on a Monday morning, ninth day of February. Wow. We're cruising along here in the month already. James Timberlake.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming you watched the big game yesterday.
I watched about half of it, I would say.
It just wasn't a barn burner, was it?
Not really. It was a good defensive game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some people love that, but it wasn't, it was a dominant performance, too, from Seattle. Deserved champions.
Yes, absolutely. Totally agree. You know, it's just, you know, either team for me, I just take or leave. I'm not a fan of either one.
And
I don't dislike them, but, you know, I just. Not a fan, and so it's just like, okay. And did you watch a halftime show?
I did, yeah. Okay. I did like the halftime show.
Did you like the halftime
show? Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It was a good, display, if you will.
Okay.
Thought it was cool looking.
All right. Yeah.
Had me grooving.
Not my kind of music.
No.
He's a good singer.
I was tapping my foot, though.
Yeah, he's a good singer, and so just not my cup of tea.
Made me want to do the salsa.
Okay. Wasn't my cup of tea, so, you know, it's fine. Whatever. It was interesting, though. I did not realize this. There was a competing show on another channel. And I was talking with Tommy B this morning. He goes, geez, they've been talking about that, too. It was like, I must be under a... Shows how much I care about the big game because I'm not even paying attention to the halftime show. So, but I understand that drew several millions of people to it. Hey, you know what? I see nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with a little variety. If you're not a big fan of one, then watch the other one.
So, I mean, it doesn't make. I know it wasn't the NFL that was doing the other one.
Yes,
that wouldn't
make
any sense.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I don't.
But I think you're going to start seeing that more and more, though.
Maybe
depending on who's performing. So I don't know. Have they announced or the halftime for next year?
No, they don't. Don't do that until I think this year. It was like the second or third week of the season.
Yeah. So anyway, I watched a couple minutes of the half, and then I went and did a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish it out. Anyway, next year, Super Bowl will be on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to be thrilling.
Right.
Plenty of people.
I'm sure that's going to be thrilling for a lot of people. Well, the Super Bowl will fall on Valentine's game. It'll be played at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, home of the Rams and Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And ESPN, along with ABC, will have that.
Like ESPN Radio?
ESPN.
Wow.
TV will have that. And with the simulcast broadcast on ABC, because ABC, ESPN is owned by ABC, or ABC owns ESPN, whichever one that
Actually,
works.
Well, that's the first time I think ESPN's ever had the Super
ever
Bowl.
Ever had Super Bowl.
I think.
Yeah, you might be right. Hey, if you were there, James, guess how much a can of light beer was?
$9. No, $18.
$17.50. You're close, man.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How much do you think a high-end hamburger was? With braised bone-in beef shank.
I think I saw this as well. I think it was like $45 or something like that.
$180.
Oh. Again, if anybody offers you Super Bowl tickets, unless they're in the box, don't go. It's not worth it.
Wow. Yeah. Or go eat before and go then.
Yeah.
Right?
It's such a... I mean, the more you watch it, too, you can tell. It's just such a made-for-TV event.
Yes,
it's not...
Yeah.
Totally. It's never been an appealing event for me to actually go to.
Yeah. I'm with you. Especially if you're going to be sitting in the nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's look at Wyoming history today. James, we got a lot of Wyoming history today. 1886, the University of Wyoming was founded.
UW's birthday.
The institution was established as a land-grant university and is the only four-year university in the state, if you didn't realize that. 1902, that was in 1886. 1902, Casper's Town Council legalizes gambling. Then the state would later heavily regulate it.
Yeah.
And 1903, at 7 a.m., the thermometer reached 57 degrees below zero.
Dang.
At Big Piney.
It's very cold.
Now, you want to hear this? 1933, the temperature at Yellowstone National Park, 66 below zero. No wind chill.
Wow.
Dang.
We don't get a lot of that anymore.
Not like that.
No.
That's bone crunch. That's bone breaking.
Yeah, that's too cold for me. I'll pass on that.
Did you watch any of the downhill skiing? I saw Breezy Johnson's medal run right after the game. You know, I knew she won it because you heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
But watched her Olympic gold. You know, the thing it is that I loved about that is that she was like third or fourth or something like that. I can't remember what. And then she had to wait through about another 50-some skiers to see if she'd won gold. I can't even imagine sitting through all of that. And then congratulations, Breezy Johnson from Jackson, Olympic gold medal in the women's downhill.
She's from Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That downhill skiing, there's no snow. You're just downhill skiing on hard ice, and you're going 80, 90 miles an hour.
And also, I mean, the snow doesn't matter. Yeah, you're going 90 miles an hour. Not a lot that's going to matter at that point.
Unbelievable how fast they are flying down that. And then that drone that they have, the camera drone, that flies along right behind them.
That's been like the coolest.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's been like the coolest development from the Olympics that we've gotten over the last 7 to 8 years is the use of drone footage and whatnot.
I don't know how that drone can keep up with them. Actually,
they've got some. I mean,
must be automated.
What they do is they put like pilots and they'll have like VR lenses on, so it's basically a first person view, and they're flying them that way.
That is cool.
Yeah, a lot of the drone flyers, they do like they'll hire the NBC or whoever will hire them for. You know, this or whatever, but they're usually like professional drone racing people. So they'll race drones in the same way.
Oh, fun.
But then they hire them to do this as well because, you know, it matches up well.
That drone footage it's crazy.
Yeah. I saw it for that. They do it for the, like bobsled and skeleton too, where they're right behind them.
Right.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And I was so sad to see Lindsey Vonn break.
Yeah, she's,
She had an American
hero, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she broke her leg during that crash, and they airlifted her out. But I guess
she was going down with a ruptured ACL.
I know.
She had torn her ACL off the bone like 2 weeks before.
Oh, I can't even imagine that.
Absolutely insane.
That is.
She's like, it's my last time. I'm not going to need this anymore.
Yeah. Medical team did confirm her surgery yesterday was successful.
That's good.
And she's under... Right now, recovery. So, wish her the best.
Not the way she probably wanted to go out, but I mean, people will not forget what she was willing to do for that.
To even get on a pair of skis.
I know. After tearing your ACL off the bone.
I've torn my ACL before.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
We've had people tear their ACL skiing in this building. And so we got to ask them what that...
we should.
What that yes, must have been
do.
Like.
Yes, we do. What is that like? And to get on a set of skis.
Yeah. And then, hey, guess what? You got to go down 80 miles an
and
hour.
80
and
miles an
jumps.
Hour. On, yeah. Basically point them to the bottom and go like a bat out of heck.
Yeah.
You know? Dang. And the announcer's talking about it towards the end of it, the burning that's taking place in your calves and thighs.
Oh, yeah.
We get towards the end of the race is just almost mind chilling.
Yeah. No, I don't. And I got
that's
no
impressive.
Desire to do that stuff. Anything downhill like that, I always get nervous. That's, I psych myself out.
That's crazy.
And going 90 miles an hour is not going to help that.
I know. Anyway, so. Glad she's recovering. Congratulations, Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple other ladies that are in the skiing from Wyoming. So there we go.
I didn't realize she was from Jackson. That's very cool.
Yep. It is very cool. There's another. Well, there's one of the other gals. I can't think of her name right off the top of my head. We had a news story this morning. She is from Jackson as well. And the other one is from...
I guess it makes sense.
Right.
Good place to be if you're looking to do this as an Olympic sport.
Exactly. Yeah. Not much practicing going on around here.
No.
Jeez. Speaking of weather, 1870, the U.S. Weather Bureau was established on this date. 1870. 1895, William Morgan invents volleyball.
Cool.
Mm. And in 1863, the fire extinguisher was patented by Allison Crane. Allison Crane. Today is Chocolate Day, which is interesting. Isn't that next weekend?
Yeah, it probably should be.
Should be. Clean out your computer day today.
Yeah.
Cut the cord day.
Okay.
Football hangover day.
Yeah.
You know, still, no more hangover. I mean, no more still, football.
Still believe it should be probably a holiday, but here we are.
Right,
you know?
Here we are. Pizza pie day today.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Toothache day. Where there's nothing worse.
Ooh. Yeah. That's not great.
Yeah.
Not fun to go through the toothache.
No. And it always happens, you know, like on a weekend, like a Friday night. Get through the weekend. Yeah. Had that happen once. This is like, dang. Today is oatmeal day. I used to eat oatmeal. I don't like oatmeal anymore. Do you like oatmeal?
Yeah. Love oatmeal.
I don't eat it anymore.
I don't eat it as much. I should eat more oatmeal. That's what I'm going to take away from this.
Okay. Well, good. Glad you're going to take something.
Got to eat more oatmeal.
Eat more oatmeal. Okay. How many miles do you run, James, when you're playing a game of basketball? Hey, here's something for you, huh?
Probably a lot more than you think.
Players in basketball will cover how many miles in a game?
I would say a solid 3.5 miles. I guess it depends on how much you're playing.
Well, let's just say you play the whole game.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. That would be awful. probably, if you're playing a whole game, probably 4 to 5 miles.
You're right, James. Yeah. 4.5 miles.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Miles.
If you're playing, I guess, yeah, I mean, if we're talking high school, NBA is 48 minutes, I think. Running for 48 minutes is... No, thank you.
I never even thought about that.
That's what you're doing.
4.5 miles.
Yeah.
Great exercise.
I wonder why those guys are tired. They're running the whole time. Not only that, and then they got to jump.
Okay. All right. Coming up, 8 o'clock, Fox News. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning. Have an awesome Monday. It is 8 a.m.